One of the dinim in Siman Shin Ches discusses in general the maximum load you can put on a rented animal. It also discusses the maximum load you can put on a rented person. If you hire somebody to do something, can't overload him. And if you do, then you are chayev if he's damaged by the overloading. So the Gemara, when the Gemara discusses this din, the Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara asks, a worker can only safely carry a certain amount of weight. You overload him, so you're chayav. The Gemara asks, why? If he can't do it, so let him take it off. He should be responsible. So the Gemara brings three pshatim. Abaya says, chavta la'alter. The damage was so great, he didn't even have time. As soon as you put it on him and he picked it up, the damage came right away. There was simply no time for him to do anything. Gemara has another pshat, not going to get into. Ravashi's pshat, which is Baruch Shulchan Aruch, is Hu savor chulshu denakidle. Even though he feels it's too heavy, he doesn't feel comfortable. He thinks, okay, I'm feeling a little lazy. I'm feeling a little weak today. He doesn't realize that it's actually too much for him. He just assumes that that he just needs to get a grip and keep on going. So it's not his fault. So he is chayev. So it's not his fault. So therefore, the person who overloaded him is chayev. So the Achronim bring two comments to the Rishonim on this: a Ramban and a Ritva. Ramban simply doesn't understand the Gemara. Ramban asks, Tmihani, why am I chayav? Am I a mazik? He has a couple of different possibilities. He says, am I a mazik? He says, I didn't do it. Lav mikocho asilei mazik afilu adina hu. I didn't do it at all. Nitzke adam, he says, Tame, I didn't do it. I gave it to you. You picked it up and put it on yourself. Even if I gave it to you, like, you could have taken it off. You didn't. But how can you call me the mazik? What did I do here? I didn't. Mazik is when I take something and I hit you, I'm a mazik. Here, I gave you something, you picked it up, it was too much. It was a bad idea, I tricked you maybe, but so what, Ramban says.
You didn't load it on him?
Ramban seems to be misopic about that. He says, first he just says, lav mikocho asile nezek, afilu hitino hu. Sounds like he's saying at the end, even if you say he did load him on, he still feels that it's not mikocho, I guess, because he still could have taken it off. It's still your choice to accept it and to pick it up, even if I actually helped you put it on your back. But you cooperate, even if it's because I misled you or it's my fault, I shouldn't have done it. But how can you call that mazik? The Ritva basically asks a similar question, the same question, a similar question, but has an answer. The Ritva says, "In Tamar, Mikolakam hu hetes atzmo v'lomi yehechayav ze'alav." At the end of the day, basically, similar question. You have the choice to carry it or not. You made a mistake, he says. Yeah, that's true, but how can you call that I was mazik you? So he says, who garam lahatos? No, because I caused the mistake, because I misled you, that I told you this is something you can carry. This is, I actually lied about the actual weight, or I told you this is safe and it's not safe. Because it's my fault, because I misled you, I'm chayev. Why? The Ramban says, you're not chayev for that. Why are you chayev for that? So the Ritva says, and this is something that will be very familiar to anyone who's been here for a while, which is all of you, I think, at this point. He says, kivan shal piv al smach shelo nizak, since he was injured and damaged by relying on him, harei ze girei, it's a form of grama, it's a form of garmi, kemara dinar l'shulchani. He brings an example of this in the Gemara. If you ask an expert for an opinion on the quality of a certain coin, you ask his professional opinion, he tells you it's good, and you act on that in such a way that it's irrevocable, that you accept it as payment, and the guy wanders off, you're never going to see him again, he's chayef. All he did was express an opinion, but if he expressed a professional opinion, and it was clear that you were relying on him, and it was clear that his opinion has consequences, and then he's chayef, and that's a form of the word from the Gemara, that's a form of garmi, that's a form of hezek, even though, again, he physically didn't cause you the damage, it doesn't matter. That's also a form of hezek, a form of garmi, and that's how the Ritva learns. That is why you are chayev in this case, and that would seem to mean, even if I didn't physically put the load on you, probably the Ramban didn't really understand. Even if I did put the load on you, at the end of the day, you're a baal bechira, you the worker. It's up to you to take it or not. Ritva saying no. The Ritva seems to be saying, even if I didn't put it on you, the mere fact that I told you this is safe, this is only 25 pounds. And you took it, and because you relied on me, you said, Chol Shabbalma, and you took it, because I misled you, and you relied on me, I'm considered a mazik, and that's why you're chayev.
He might get fired, right?
Sorry?
He might get fired.
Who might get fired?
He's being paid, right?
The worker's being paid.
So he might get fired if he doesn't...
You mean that's why he felt compelled to do it, because he felt he's going to lose, he's not going to get paid otherwise? Maybe, but right, could be, but and it could be even without that. Even if it was asked you for a favor, maybe, if I asked you to please carry this down the block for me, don't worry, it's not so heavy. Yeah, certainly if you're getting paid for it, he might have felt even more pressure to do it. But he has to do it, he's mechuyev to, or he wants to get the money. Yeah.
Is that gnevas das? Is that what it's called?
It's almost certainly Gnevis Das, but probably worse than Gnevis Das. Gnevis Das just means you misled somebody and you obtained some benefit from it. Here, I'm a mazik. You relied on me in a way that I caused you actual hazard. So both the Ketzos HaChoshen and our Simon, as well as the Shar Mishpat back in Simon Samach Aleph, they bring a Ramah. The Ramah says that, well, the Gemara just says you're chayah for damages. Now we know, when we learned on the Mazik, we discussed that there are normally five types of Tashlume Hezek. Nezek is you pay the value he's worth less as a productive human being, as an economically productive human being. Slave market, we have the same thing today with expected, we don't calculate slaves, we do how much you expected to make over your lifetime, they calculate. The other four are Tsar, pain and suffering. Pain, because I'll call it Sheves, the short-term missing work that you have while you're laid up in the hospital. Boshes, humiliation, ripui, medical costs. So the Ramah says that this type of damage, when you caused him to basically damage himself, certainly if you didn't even put it on him, he just picked up and put it on himself, relying on you, the Ramah says that you're only chai of nezek, you're not chai of the other types of hezek. The Ksos and the Shemesh both basically explain this is because when you're, that garmi, real adma mazik is chai for chamisha dvarim, for all five categories of hezek. But garmi, the hezek of garim, even when it's a bad enough garim that you're chayev, garmi is only chayev for one, only chayev for nezek, he's not chayev for chamisha dvarim. And that's the yisod that they both derive from this Ramah. They say that's what the Ramah means, you're only chayev nezek because since it's garmi, like the Ritva says, it's not adam amazek to answer the Ramah's kasha, it's only garmi, like maradin l'shulchani, mainly you're not chayev for chamisha dvarim, only one, not the other four. Male, they have kashas where other places where it seems to be that post-Gnor Machayev Sheves for Garmi, they argue that, no, Garmi is only Chayev for Nezek based on this Ramah, and you shouldn't be Chayev anything else. That's the Yisod that emerges from this Ramah.
How do you calculate? Oh, sorry. How do you calculate the Nezek?
You mentioned Nezek is normally calculated in the Gemara, and in the early post-Gnor, it's calculated as how much the person would be sold for when before he had the injury and how much he'd be sold for after the injury, and the difference is the nezek. Today, we don't have slaves, it can be difficult to do. In the context of Pidyon Shvuyim, there is some discussion where it says, Ein Podin Yesrach Deidemei, and there is a question of, well, what do you do if we don't have slave markets? Some say you look at how much slaves cost where there are slaves if you find places in the world. Not so clear what you do, Alach Lamaisa, about this type of thing. It's very hard to even imagine that buying, selling a bond trader as an evid, so it's just hard to come up with a number in any sense of the word. But yeah, difficult to do.
That means in this case, there would only be payment if you cause some sort of permanent.
Permanent, yeah, that's what would come out.
I mean, normally when you carry a load, I mean, you get a hernia, whatever, it's not usually permanent damage, but you have to say that's the case.
I guess that's what would come out, yeah.
Oh, nezik you only get if it's permanent?
I think so. Yeah. So otherwise, its value is not less than the slave market.
There is actually some discussion about that. There is something called kachash dehadra, where there is some debate in the poskim whether it's considered nezek or sheves. The Gemara is talking about an animal. The animal's different people. It's a complicated point. I don't have it on my fingertips, but that is an important point. Lachar, you'd have to consider whether kachash dehadra is considered nezek or not. And if it's not, then this case would have to be limited to something which is permanent. Yeah, that's what it would come out, I suppose. Yes.
Well, wouldn't nezek be anything that needs a
repoy? No. There is an Asivas, again, this will take us far afield, there is an Asivas who says, at least with regard to animals, that any repoy which is essential and the animal will not go back to its original state without repoy, even if with repoy it will go back and be as good as new. There is an Asivas who argues that repoy does become nezek in that case based on that kind of consideration. And people is different, but when it comes to people, the Torah made ripui a separate category. But by behemoth, the Nesivus does say that ripui will get folded into nezik sometimes. But so, by people, we usually count it as separate. So,
Just to address Aroni's point, that would mean like a back strain would be nezek. It doesn't have to be permanent damage. It's a 5 days of back strain and going to the doctor and the chiropractor.
If it's counted as nezek.
According to the Nesivus' idea, people normally we count to the separate tashlum called ripoy. The Nesivus is learning that sometimes, at least with regard to animals, we fold over any necessary tikkunim in and we call them part of nezek. It's the same way he says if you would dent somebody's car. So the car needs $1,000 of body work now. So the car will be worth less, or you can fix it and it'll be worth more. So the Nesivus says that's all nezek. Whether you don't say, well, I can fix it, if I fix it, it'll be as good as new, so there's no nezek. You say no, you say that is nezek. If it can't be as good as new without the ripoy, animal or a car, people that normally the Torah count the ripoy separately, so it's a separate complicated sugya. We'll have to see. Yeah, but it's a good question, but you might be able to answer like that. We'd have to review those sugyas. I want to just discuss one other issue, one other strange little issue in halacha, which may or may not be relevant to the sugya. It's as good a place here to discuss it as anywhere. That is the svara of Hayala Shla Tochal. There is a strange little gemara. The gemara says in Bava Kamma and Mem Zayin that if I put poison in front of your animal, or too much food in front of your animal, even if I do it maliciously apparently, and the animal eats it, then I am not chayev. B'dinei Adam, B'dinei Shemayim, I did an avla, I was gar mazik, but B'dinei Adam, it's not considered Adam mazik, because Hayala Shla Tochal, the animal shouldn't have eaten it. Not clear what the Gemara means. So the Rishonim use different phrasings. Tosa says that, again, the animal doesn't have seichel, but we're talking even about poison that tastes good. We're not talking about a poison which is healthy animals won't eat or smart enough. We're talking about the pashas of the Gemara is, the way Tosa learns, is that it's very likely the animal will eat it. But there's as far a ha'ilah shel tochal, it shouldn't have eaten it. And Tosa says what that means is that you can't call me a mazik when it did the thing to itself. That even if it was my fault, if the thing brings the hezek, if the davar hanizik, the item that got damaged, brings the hezek on itself, we see the proximate cause of the nezek as the thing itself, not me. Now the Gemara is not really talking about grama and garmi, the Gemara is talking about the basic din mazik, but the Gemara does make this point, this is as far of ha'ilah shel tochal, that I can't be held chayev if the thing basically self-damaged. But what this means, first, it's not even clear. We pass like that svara of the Gemara. Not even clear that Tosis may not be the only way to explain the Gemara. Various contemporary poskim try to apply this in various contemporary cases. In the Shimru Mishpat of Rabbi Shlomo Zafrani, he talks about a case of a baker who somehow a rock, like the Medrash says, I think the Sarah Ofim of Paro, a rock got into the bread. So when the customer ate it, he damaged the tooth. So he wants to know if the baker is chayev. So he gets into the svar of ha'ilah shel tochal. The way Tosfos learned, anytime you physically bring the nezek on yourself, maybe not. He comes out, even according to Tosfos, you probably would. He goes back and forth, not going to get into all the subtle svaras of why or why not. Ha'ilah shel tochal. I saw another contemporary article when I was looking around tonight. Someone talks about a case where somebody bought an iron, clothes iron. And he ironed a garment, and it turned out the iron, I don't know, had a short circuit or had some defect, tends to burn clothes. So he destroyed one of his clothes, and it turned out the seller was even aware that it was a defective iron. So he wants to know if the seller is going to be chayev for the loss of the clothing. He says, maybe ha'ilah shel tochal, you did it to yourself. Well, Maisi says, he comes out again, it's not a ptur. He says that when it's bari hezeka, when the hezek is near certain, and then we don't have this ptur. Lamaisa, it's very difficult to know what to do with this Hayyash Latakl in general. We've discussed several times in the past, other cases, we discussed the case of the guy who sells bad seeds, or the guy who they don't grow, and you spent all the money plowing and planting and you wasted it, or we discussed the case of the guy who sold the wrong ingredient, the sugar marked, sugar labeled as salt, or vice versa, or the wrong cake ingredient, and the customer put it into the cake, and it was destroyed. And the cake became worthless. And as we discussed previously, the posting of all kinds of svaras, whether you are considered a mazik or not, whether it's bari hazeka, whether it's your fault and not your fault, and whether it's too much grama, nobody really, in most of those cases, nobody really invokes the svar of ha'ilah shel tochal. But Shlomo Zalman Orbach does, actually. He had a version of this case where, again, someone sold something that was mislabeled, and it ruined the cake they were making. He actually does entertain the svar of ha'ilah shel tochal. He again has a subtle reason why he doesn't think it would apply. But in general, it's difficult to know halacha l'maisa klar, when do we apply the svar of ha'ilah shel tochal, when don't we apply the svar of ha'ilah shel tochal. It seems though that in many other cases, the poskim, as I said, this case of selling the wrong ingredient goes back to the marsham. He has a several-page tshuva, which I didn't read every word tonight, but I ever did, but I don't think he invokes Ha'ilosh or Tochel anywhere in his tshuva. The Chazon Ish says a very subtle distinction in Ha'ilosh or Tochel. He says, every guy who falls into a pit. So he walked into the pit, stepped off, fell in, and hurt himself. Why don't you say Ha'ilosh or Tochel? He shouldn't have fallen in. So he says, the guy with the pit, it's true that he was makariv himself to the bar. He took the steps toward the bar, but he didn't mean to fall in. That step was out of his control. The falling, not seeing it. The last step was, you know, he didn't see it out of his control. Here, when he says, when the behemoth bites down on the poison or eats the poison, that was mitchilav adsof. That was the behemoth's own. Might not have realized the consequences of what it was doing, but it realized what it was doing. Very subtle distinction. You can fall into a bar in different ways. I can take the step and not see there's a bar, and I stepped into the bar too. And the falling wasn't my, I don't know exactly.
In all those cake cases, he would say that should be Ha'ilosh L'Tochel, because you knew exactly what you were doing all the time.
Right, so that's what I thought too. I thought in those cases it should be Ha'ilosh L'Tochel. So nevertheless, I didn't fully understand the modern poskim who were, again, the Marsham does not apply Ha'ilosh L'Tochel.
Unless you didn't realize that it was the wrong ingredient, so that...
You didn't know what you were putting in, you mean.
So.
Right, so some of the poskim get into very subtle distinctions, which I didn't fully understand. Anyway, so I wasn't able to fully be omeyed on exactly what this far is. But in our case, too, that's one other thing to consider, whether certainly if the guy loaded himself up, do you say Ha'ilosh L'Tochel? Again, in many of these other cases of Garmi, you don't say that, so you have to understand, just raising the question, when do you say Ha'ilosh L'Tochel and when don't you?